Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined now by James Hughes, who is Chief Market Strategist at GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much. Obviously, always happy to be back Monday morning.
Yes, if not in person. Right, quite a busy day, a busy week rather, on the corporate front. Is that what you're looking at, or are you looking at more macro aspects?
I think it's a bit of both this week, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I think last week was heavy on the central banks. Obviously, we had a lot of Fed speak last week. We had the ECB rate decision, of course, where everything was focused towards that December meeting. So I think there's going to be a lot of focus within on the macro side first thing this week, because we've got a lot of speeches coming up in the next 2 days as well. So as well as the economic data that's coming out. So you've got, I think there's three Fed members speaking first thing this week on today, and then later on tomorrow I think you've got Mark Carney, Mario Draghi speaking as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of focus on just really these central banks trying to position us for exactly when the next movement might happen. And of course, with last week and the ECB, what happened with that, and everyone focusing on December now, it seems that we're focusing on December for both the Fed and the ECB. Very much like last year, we went through the whole year, waited for something to happen, and then everything came down to 1 month, and we got movements from both the Fed and the ECB last year. And it could be very much the same picture this year as well. Set the probability for a rate hike from the Fed now is above 70%, and with the ECB, it could be looking at more added stimulus happening there. So I think there's that focus is going to be there straight away this week with those different bits of Fed speak that are coming out and Mario Draghi speaking. And then obviously later in the week, you've got the GDP areas, which are going to be key. So Bank of England, UK and the US GDP is happening. So it's a pretty busy week with the corporate stuff sandwiched in the middle, and the economic macroeconomics bookending both sides is going to be particularly important.
So it's almost like the peak of the year's activities on almost all fronts now, especially. And then you've got the November the 8th event as well.
Yeah, and I think that's one area that the Fed is going to be important with the speeches this week, because I think obviously the Fed will never mention anything about politics. We never see the election mentioned, but that doesn't mean that there isn't downside risk there. And I think previously, over maybe a few weeks ago, something that was a real risk to that December rate hike from the Fed was Donald Trump getting in. We know that the markets would prefer to see Hillary Clinton get in. That's the safe option. That's what the markets want for stability. But there was definitely a downside that if Donald Trump was to win that election, the markets could have some severe issues and move to a downside. And we know that previously the Fed have changed their opinion, changed their mind on a rate hike because of external market conditions. So I think the fact now that it's looking more and more like we're going to be looking at Hillary Clinton winning on November the 8th, I think that's good news for the markets. And that really helps the Fed members who are speaking this week to almost relax a little bit and give us a little bit more, a few more hints towards that December movement. And I think, it as we said, the probability is now looking above 70% for a Fed rate hike in December. But I think we can see in this country, and we've seen with the Brexit vote, that stranger things can happen rather than Donald Trump getting in. So I think we have to still be a little bit wary of what exactly happens on election day. We still don't know, even though it's looking pretty likely that Hillary Clinton is going to win, with the revelations that seem to come out pretty much on a daily basis about Donald Trump.
Right. And as far as the dollar strength, which seems to be the main headline at the moment, do you think that's justified? Or, I mean, is it just a natural process of people factoring in 70% factoring in the rate hike?
I always find it very, very hard to justify any of these market moves, really. I can't see any of it particularly justified. But I think it is a natural byproduct of a little bit of relief of what's happening, that we could see the possibility of Donald Trump are going away a little bit. It's helping in terms of the Fed decision. So that's just helping add to the strength for the US dollar. Now, it's not helping anything else particularly, and of course, especially not helping sterling when we're struggling so much with sterling over here. But I think that Fed that dollar movement is likely to continue, especially within this week, because all we're going to hear from the Fed this week is that we're lining up December, and that's only going to be dollar positive.
Finally, just on gold is obviously related to the dollar. We've got retail investors up to their eyeballs long of gold and silver. Is there a possibility that they're going to have a new leg to the downside there, so gold down to $1,200, something like that?
Well, that was the problem that we had before, wasn't it? That everyone was really, really long up to the eyeballs of gold, and it really fell off a cliff through those huge levels. Now, it is looking a little bit more positive around the levels that we're trading at the moment, to be perfectly honest. It's bounced off the 38.2% fib on the upside. It doesn't like any movements below the key 200-day moving average in there as well. But then again, it didn't like that previously when we were up at those higher levels. And with the dollar strength that's coming in, you can't necessarily rule it out. So with a lot of clients pretty heavily long in there, there's definitely, so you have to be wary of any of that downside. And especially at the moment, I think there's a lot of headline risk coming out. So anything that comes out, there's a lot more substance in the story that means that the markets can hold up. But the headlines are really dominating at the moment, and you get irrational market moves, especially when we're all like a coiled spring up to that December meeting and the elections.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.